Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Monday at Raw started hot out of the gate. This is the post show presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com, slash MBG 1211. I'm Sir Rockin, that's Lindsay Ward.
Good evening, everyone.
Monday Night Raw, as I mentioned, started hot with Brock Lesnar being called out by Bobby Lashley. And the two of them just went at it.
I mean, we had people getting thrown through tables, we had fighting, we had screaming, we had all the things.
It's kind of everything you kind of wanted in a hot opener. I mean, Lashley speared Lesnar through the barricade, a typical WWE standard, and then he also speared him on top onto a table, the announce table, and everything went kaput after that, you know.
I like this. I thought this gave this much, like a much needed sort of oomph to this feud, because they don't have, I mean, they have time. Like, they have like 3 weeks to essentially build it.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't have, that's not a ton of time to build a really super hot feud, so they have to do what they can to basically just get that, basically build the tension between them so it makes sense why they're fighting, other than Brock just walked out and challenged Bobby, and he's like, hey, oh, what's happening? Let's fight.
I mean, Brock's mad that he lost the match to him back at the Rumble, so there's your backstory.
Excuse me, there's your backstory, yes. And it's fine, but again, it's like...
You have to kick it off hot.
Yeah, you have to kick it off hot. You have to do more, so...
And Bobby got his revenge from last week, so there you go.
There you go.
We had Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows with the phenomenal AJ Styles taking on the Alpha Academy. Gallows and Anderson got the win. Solid matchup between the four men involved. But it was the aftermath that sort of made some stories and news and all the things. Judgment Day came out. Finn mocked the whole too sweet thing because he's the one who, you know... And we've seen he created it. Well, he's created the club, and, you know, he was all doing the things before everything else. He challenged Judgment. He challenged the OC and AJ Styles to a match at Crown Jewel.
We'll take it.
AJ's like, yeah, we'll do it. And then, but this is Raw. We should fight now. That is, unless you boys have to ask your mother for permission. And then Dominic started talking, and then, you know, he sent his father to SmackDown, and, you know... AJ wants to fight Dom tonight. Rhea encouraged Dom to do it. Encouraged him. And we got Styles and Dominic later in the show. All in all, good stuff.
I like this. I thought this was good. It's good carry through. We're setting more up for Crown Jewel.
We're setting up Crown Jewel. We're moving on from the Mysterio storyline because Ray has gone to SmackDown. And yeah, we'll tell you what happened in that trade here in a little bit. But the man in red decided to show up on Monday Night Raw. That being the new United States champion himself, Seth freaking Rollins. Boy, was that a red suit.
He made choices. I don't know if they were good choices, but he made choices.
He did, in fact, make some choices.
So there's that. but he's back on Monday Night Raw.
With a title.
With a title.
And yeah, he wanted the people to sing this theme, and some of them did, some of them didn't. He's talking about how he's going to wipe the floor with Matt Riddle tonight in the main event. And, you know, he tapped out at Extreme Rules for us so he could become our U.S. champion. I guess we should be grateful for that.
I guess we should. I don't know.
I'm not exactly sure. He said it was a strategic move when he tapped out, as mentioned, so he could beat Lashley for the title 2 minutes later. This brought out Mustafa Ali. He congratulated Rollins, and, well, you should thank your boy Brock for the assist. But we won't mention it, but he said he was the one next in line for a championship opportunity. But even though the champion has changed, his challenge remains the same. He wants a shot at Seth Rollins. Rollins is like, do I look like Bobby Lashley? Rollins told Lee he had to go back of the line because he has to focus on Riddle tonight. Rollins told Lee that he could party with the new champion or get out of the ring because he didn't belong in there with him. Mustafa pulled off Rollins' sunglasses and told him it's not going down like that. He said, you're looking at your next freaking problem. Ali said he wasn't going anywhere and wants to fight for the title. Rollins likes him, and you respect him, and called him one of the best performers we have in WWE. He said people might not know it, but Ali is an even better human being, a great friend and a father, and then there was a sucker punch by Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins threw him out of the ring. He starts to leave. Mustafa Ali attacks him from behind. But Seth Rollins would regain control with a shot to the throat and throws him into the ring post. And Seth Rollins leaves with his head held high for the moment on Monday Night Raw.
I like this. I thought it was good.
More with Mustafa Ali here in a moment.
It's very interesting how he featured tonight, isn't it?
It is. But before we get to all that, we have the women's tag team champions Dakota Kai, Io Sky, taking on Bianca Belair and Candice LeRae, with Dakota and Io getting the win. Solid match.
Very solid match. Very good. I like this a lot. It's still fascinating to me how Alexa and Asuka are missing, in quotations.
They're currently missing in action, yes. They are in fact missing in action.
Where did they go?
Which way did they go? That's a question on everyone's mind. They were interviewed, Bayley, Dakota, and Io, later on. Bayley told them to appreciate what's happening right in front of their eyes. They were asked where Alexa and Asuka were, and they were the ones taking credit for taking them out of action. Bayley said she would show Bianca what it's like when she's back in control. I think we're going to see the return of Alexa and Asuka to challenge for the belts here really soon.
I hope so. Like, I sincerely hope so, but we'll have to see.
Well, as far as KO, I guess they're waiting to figure out a story for him, I guess. I don't know. He might be doing personal time. I'm not exactly sure, but he should be back soon. Matt Riddle was interviewed by Kathy Kelly, who said he would beat Rollins' ass in the main event. Riddle then found Mustafa Ali backstage and, you know, said, I'll give you a title shot when I win. And then you hear some screaming in the background, and that's The Miz. He was on the ground clutching his left knee. Miz told Riddle that he was looking over his shoulder for Dexter when he slipped because of a high school dropout janitor. Then it's a custodial engineer now. Riddle told Miz they would get him some help. Boy, oh boy, did they find him some help. So throughout the night, we had, with different segments, we had Miz in the trainer's room. He told the doctor not to touch his knee because wanted to find out if it was out of place. And Byron came in and asked whether he'd be able to fight Dexter. Miz said he didn't think he would be able to compete. Saxon then talked about how he talked to the custodial staff, and they come forward to say they saw Miz pouring water on the floor, and he was the one who put up the wet floor sign. And, you know, the floor had, you know, they checked the records, and I like that they said they checked the custodial records, and this part of the floor was mopped last night, you know, because they have those types of records. Miz then was offended, and he's asking if he's getting out of the match, and he said he has a huge lawsuit on his hands with the building because, you know, he's injured now. Johnny Gargano goes, oh my god, it's Dexter Lumis. Miz jumped to his feet, goes, my bad, it's just Byron. Saxon told Miz it looks like he may have miraculous recovery and could face Lumis tonight, and Miz said because of his superior DNA, he healed quickly, and that's unfortunate for who shall not be named.
I like this dynamic. I like it a lot.
Then we had Miz warming up when Johnny showed up, said he's known Dexter for a long time. He says, I know the real story between you two, and if you want out of the match, just tell everyone the truth. Miz said there's, you know, he's just been attacked by this lunatic, Dexter Lumis, and he'll be banned forever once he beats him. Johnny says, good luck with that. Then Miz is like, once I'm done with Dexter, I may have a score to settle with you. Gargano said, okay, and well, can't say he didn't warn him. So Dexter's on his way to the ring. Miz jumps him from behind with a steel chair, leaves him laying with a skull-crushing finale on the chair. And then Miz was in the back. Johnny showed up and said, told him he made a bad decision. Johnny said if you really thought that was going to stop him, you know, you got news for it. It's not, you know, bad news. Gargano then said, what's the worst could happen if Miz told the truth? Johnny then said that he and Candace could be taken over Miz and Mrs. and all the things. And Gargano says, I also have a whistle. And I can blow the whistle on him if you don't tell the truth. So Johnny knows whatever it is. So the question is, what does Johnny know?
And when will Johnny tell us, I think is the better question.
It's got to be some secret of some sort. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out on Halloween.
Ooh.
Could be a thing. Dominic took on AJ Styles. Dominic picked up the win. Surprising.
Very surprising. They're, you know, they're doing things. They're up to things. Have to see.
Omos and MVP were backstage, and, you know, they were there. He said he was there to celebrate Braun Strowman on SmackDown, and they put him over. But he said Omos would look down on Strowman and let him know Omos fears no man. And monsters aren't real, but giants are. So we're building Strowman and Omos. That should be a match that people enjoy. I don't know. It may be good. It could be really bad. I'm not sure yet.
Let's wait and see. This is a wait and see on this one.
Before the AJ Styles Dominic Mysterio match, we had AJ Styles backstage with Gallows and Anderson, and then Cameron Grimes showed up.
Which
about,
was a surprise.
He's having issues with Joe Gacy and crew on NXT and could use their help. Gallows asked, is this the millionaire guy that you told him about? And Gal said they're cash only, brother friendly, and Grimes was like, all right, too sweet, and we'll see you tomorrow night. So it looks like Gallows and Anderson are headed to NXT tomorrow night.
Which is not a bad thing. They're really trying to compete, and it could prove an interesting competition because their one baseball game that was supposed to be on tonight got canceled and it got moved tomorrow. Dynamite is supposed to be on tomorrow, but we don't know if it's going to be on tomorrow. NXT's on tomorrow, so you have baseball, Dynamite, and NXT all competing with each other, and WWE's trying to stack NXT to sort of help it compete, but...
We'll see.
We'll see.
Speaking of which, Cora Jay was backstage and talking to Rhea Ripley, and she needs some help for her Pick Her Poison match, because Raquel has been chosen by Roxanne, so Cora wants Rhea. So Rhea will fight tomorrow night against Roxanne, and well, Raquel will fight Cora. I believe that's how it's going tomorrow night on NXT. Apparently, Raw won't be shown in Canada next week due to a conflict? Hockey? I take it hockey, Keishi. One would assume it's hockey.
Hi, Keishi!
So, we had a big return on Monday Night Raw. The wrestling god himself, JBL. Oh, it's baseball? Okay. Would make sense. So, JBL ran down Oklahoma, because, you know, he's a Texas guy, and, you know, he had a boast about Texas winning and beating Oklahoma in college football a couple weeks ago. But he's great news. Royal Raw no longer has Rey Mysterio. He's been traded there. So SmackDown traded someone to Monday Night Raw. That would be Baron Corbin. He's the size of two or three Rey Mysterios. He asked for competition for Corbin. And he was given a former WWE champion and Money in the Bank winner, being Dolph Ziggler. But they say Dolph steals the show, but he feels like Dolph has been stealing money from WWE for 15 years, and he wouldn't have made the cut in the Attitude Era. He said that looking around backstage, most of the wrestlers wouldn't have made it in the Attitude Era. They would have just bought a ticket. He put over Corbin as the exception and dubbed him the modern day wrestling god, which led to Ziggler and Corbin in a match with Baron Corbin getting the win. That was fine. I mean, it was Ziggler and Corbin. It's just, you know, what it was.
I need to see how this goes. I actually kind of, in the end, I liked the Happy Corbin character because I feel like it suited Corbin's personality really, really well. So as long as he's playing a cocky SOB in fake assless chaps, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to wait and see sort of what it is before I judge it. I need to complain about the logo, though.
Okay.
Burgundy is on black is not a great choice for that logo. I know that they're going for a color scheme. I respect that they're going out for a color scheme, but you went to all the trouble to embroider that thing on in multiple places in his gear, and just Burgundy does not pop that logo off at all. It's very hard to see it on his gear. And me being me, I instantly saw something from Genshin in it. And I was like, why the fuck does he have a Genshin symbol on him?
She's the only one. noticing
that. I'm the only one, but it was, in general, it was very hard to see. So, maybe we don't do Burgundy on Black, just a thought.
Curious to see where JBL and Corbin's relationship goes from here.
I mean, if they're using JBL to give Corbin the rub, then they're exceptionally serious about that, which I'm 1,000% here for. Because Baron Corbin, to me, has always had potential, and like I said, he was doing, at least to me, some of his best work in, with the Happy Corbin stuff after he had gotten his money back, because he was just a cocky bastard, and that's what he does best. So, it should be suited to him very, very well, working with JBL.
We had a return tonight on Monday Night Raw. Should say another one. This time, it's time to walk with Elias. His younger brother's career was cut tragically short, but the show must go on, and he wants to come out and play a song. He even brought out a keyboard. Matt Riddle came out to interrupt. He puts over Elias, a huge fan, and, you know, he brought his bongos. He goes, "You want to hit my bong?" They went there.
Like you do? I guess it's okay to say bong now? Okay with bong?
I guess it's okay. Everyone knows what WWE means, walk with Elias, but, he wants to be a duo with Elias and play together at some point, but Seth Rollins came out, leading to the main event of Seth Rollins and Riddle for the U.S. title. But Elias is back.
Elias is, in fact, back, so...
Took him, what, 2 months, 3 months to grow back the beard?
Yeah. It's not a fake beard this time. They didn't have to put a fake beard on. No, he has grown the facial hair back. He looks good. It's nice to see Elias back. I don't know, I kind of liked... Ezekiel, they did a good job with Kevin getting it over, like the whole tongue-in-cheek, no, it's the real actual person, like the fact that they were playing with that. I really enjoyed that, because it's that little fourth wall break where they're like, yes, we know it's the same person, but we're gonna do this anyway.
Yeah.
And y'all are just gonna have to deal.
Mm-hmm.
So
Seth and Matt had a really good match in the main event. Seth Rollins was struggling to get out of the submission, and he was able to roll it to the outside. I was begging for Elias to hit him. Elias won it, so Rollins super kicked Elias. Riddle was feeling it, hit the DAT, went for the RKO. But as he did, Elias got in the ring, he got shoved into him, got knocked out of the ring. Rollins hit the stomp, got the win, retained his title, stomps Elias. Seth Rollins celebrates his victory on Monday Night Raw, but it was short-lived when Mustafa Ali showed up, attacked Seth Rollins, sent Rollins packing as Rollins left through the crowd, as Mustafa Ali stood tall to end Monday Night Raw.
They're pushing Mustafa. Okay.
Not sure how long the push will go, but at least they're giving him a moment or two, and Seth and him should have a really good match when they get to it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the crown jewel match.
Maybe like they obviously had him stick around for, you know, because he was one of the ones that asked for his release last year, and they sort of just buried him. So they've been trying to do things with him and have him try a new character and that kind of thing. So we'll see how it goes with Mustafa. I hope they push him beyond crown jewel. Like, I hate to think that it's just he's there to push purely for crown jewel and then that's it. Like, I would like to see them do more.
We'll see. Well, that was raw.
It was a good show.
It was a solid show. Last week was more exciting. A lot more things happened, but a lot more surprises. But we had some good stuff on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Show's been very solid right now, so that's good. Getting some good wrestling, a lot of new characters on the show. Overall, pretty good. But that'll do it for us here on the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Tomorrow night is baseball, so go Phillies. Yay! Also, how about them Eagles?
Do you feel better?
I feel better, yeah. Anyway, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Rack.
Just tune in. We are going to be having news notes. We will be previewing Halloween Havoc.
Yep.
So... tune in for that. It's the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
And it's the long-awaited return of the SmackDown Throwdown. Short version. It's going to be every week. Every week, we're going to have a short version of the SmackDown Throwdown every week.
It's basically, we should just rename it Bray Wyatt's Corner, because it's just me screaming about Bray Wyatt. That's all it is.
Yes, but we have a segment already in bumpers. It's going to be SmackDown Throwdown.
Okay.
Plus, we have the intern's corner. You can't have two corners. Anyway, SmackDown Throwdown returns Thursday on the Rack. Saturday night, Midnight is another edition of CB Radio, CBLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Before that, we'll be Fortnite Night with Friends. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio returns, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio at Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio. I'll give you that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account to help Prime Gaming support the channel. Click that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocksock or
Lynn's Immort
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Fortnite Mare starts tomorrow, so do the thing. Use the codes.
Yay, zombies. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LynnsWard, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LynnsWard, same as the Twitter where I stream Genshin Impact. So come check it out. There's a brand new update. We're running around in the other account doing stupid things. So come hang out. It's a good time. You can follow me on YouTube, LynnsWard.RockRadioShow.com, or just look for LynnsWard on the YouTubes and use the creator code, like he said.
Do all the things. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. Right back here every Monday night for a Raw Post Show. Long the airwaves, Lou Al Talk, Radio Network.
Wild Talk Radio Network.